Love is life and life is living. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
28 grams.
All right, let's give the people what they want.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Box Out Boys. We are here. March has arrived. I'm Skylar Reesberg, your co-host, joined by our fellow co-host, Spencer Clark. And I don't think we could be any more ecstatic to be live on air right now. God, it just feels like a golden time. I feel like I'm being thrown back to just a prime time in life, all because March Madness is my favorite time of the year. Spencer, absolutely. If I had to put it up there and rank it against some holidays, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, it might be number one. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a holiday.
No, so, well, it should be.
I kind of want to throw that to you. Do you kind of feel that way about March Madness, about Selection Sunday, when that day goes down, we get the bracket released to us? Is it higher than some holidays to you, or not quite on that level?
Yeah, it's for sure higher than some holidays. It's actually funny you say this, because the big discussion this weekend was top three holidays. But Sunday's fine. Oh. It's cool. Sunday's good. But Thursday is light years better than Sunday.
Of course, yeah. I guess I should disclose by saying Selection Sunday. It's really like a month-long holiday. It's from Selection Sunday to the end of the tournament. Mm-hmm. That is my big holiday I'm grouping into one. Best time of the year. But I'm interested to hear your top three holidays now, yeah. Actually, because I'm sure you got them solidified down.
Yeah, I do. And I think people are going to hate mine, but I have a really rational reason behind it. And I want you to think on yours. I said Christmas because Christmas is just the GOAT holiday. It's just the best vibes. Best vibes. You get presents. I think getting to give presents is a fun gift. As you get older, I think that becomes more and more enjoyable.
Fair.
And it's just, usually it's really beautiful out. And that week after Christmas, you know, is cake. So I like to take Christmas one. I think most people would take Christmas one. But then my two curveballs are, and these are interchangeable at 2 and 3, Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Super fair. Yeah. See, I understand the Christmas one because it holds a strong place in a lot of people's hearts. But at the end of the day, I'm not a Christmas guy. I totally am. But I don't think I'm going to rank it in my top three holidays. Holidays are just so exciting. You know, there's only a select few throughout the year, but I got to go, since we're counting March Madness as a holiday in this example.
In this example,
I'm going to put it at number two. I think ahead of that for me, it's tough, but I'm going to go Halloween. Halloween's just a fun holiday. Everyone, we're kind of transitioning from that really nice weather into our fall. And I love it, but then it could almost be interchangeable with me on 4th of July. I just love the nice time. I love the good vibes. I love the drinking holidays. And those are three pretty big ones. So, yeah, I feel good about that.
Here's my disagreement on the 4th of July. Okay. And I think it's because we're getting older. But the 4th of July falls on a Tuesday. You have to work Monday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's really like a holiday where you're like, oh, I kind of have to behave today because I have to work tomorrow. Now, the 4th of July on a Friday,
it always
top tier.
Yeah, top tier. Okay, so I guess that's a good point to bring up. It depends when it falls, what day of the week it falls. Because this year, this year it's on a Thursday. And so most people are going to have to go to work Friday. So it's a little nice because you only got one more day, but it's also you have one more day. So there's still a little bit of responsibility there going on. See, I like to get myself into a situation where I'm at a lake on some water or just in a really nice outside environment. And that's what makes it for me. And then whatever I have to do the next day, I just have to head down, grind it out. I'll say the day after the 4th of July, July 5th, sucks. But God, are there some good times? And energy is always so high on 4th of July. Nothing's ever more patriotic, I feel like. I don't know. Just have some good memories with it, I guess.
I mean, it's a lake holiday, and you can't beat a lake holiday.
No.
Being on the boat, having a cerveza or two. I just love it. Can't get enough of it. Or three.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's the holiday conversation. And it is a contentious holiday. And I think it's one of those that will change the older you get.
I think so too. But the point of it was just to bring up, you know, it's up there in my top three, March Madness, what we have going on now, what we've been leading to this entire podcast. You know, there's some slow weeks, there's some fast weeks, there's all in between it during this yellow brick road that we've been on to get to the Golden City that is March Madness. And we are here. The bracket came out yesterday. A lot of people have, you know, conflicted feelings about it. This kind of feels like one of the more contentious bubble seasons we've had in a while. But this is actually Clark's first time viewing the bracket. You know, no shade against him. It doesn't matter when you view it, as long as you view it before the tournament starts. And we're getting into it right now.
And I'd like to put a disclaimer on that. I've seen some of the games. I know some of the matchups. But last night, by the time I was going to bed, I hadn't seen it yet. And I knew we were going to record today. And I thought it might be a fun dynamic if I am surprised by these matchups and can give an honest reaction to them.
Yeah, and I absolutely love it because I haven't taken my eyes off it. You know, Selection Sunday came the day after St. Patrick's Day, which fell on a Saturday. So I'm sure a lot of people were really – or fell on a Sunday, I guess. But a lot of people celebrated Saturday. So I'm sure a lot of people were taking it easier, taking it slower on Sunday. But we're here, and we got the bracket. And we're going to fill it out live with you, give our thoughts on what's going down, what paths, what storylines, what teams, all the above, coaches, players we like. Just give you our little insight based off watching college basketball all year round. So should we just get into it?
We are. And I do want to say before we start, if you steal our bracket and you win, which you likely will, you owe us 25% of the payout.
That's true. Signed in a contract.
Yeah, it's in writing.
Yeah, just reach out to us at the Box Out Boys at Pop Off Pod on Instagram.
Yep.
Watch our other podcasts and just be fair, just be honest, or just don't use our advice at all. Cause that's another good disclaimer. We're nothing certain, out here. We're just throwing shit, seeing what sticks, but a little more strategically than that. So I'm looking at the bracket here. I was going to start off talking about some teams that kind of totally got robbed, but I think as we go through this, you'll see if you haven't heard already, you know, some of those names that are up there, specifically in the Big East, that will not be playing in this tournament. So we're going to start on the East side here. What we're going to do is we're filling the bracket out together. So we'll just, you know, two heads coming into one. They say two minds are greater than one. Some people say that. And so if there are any disagreements, any conflicting, you know, picks, we'll settle it here on the pod. We'll figure it out.
Like men.
Let's start with the hard one right off the bat. UConn Stetson. A 1-16 matchup. UConn's trying to go back to back. It's a tough one, but I think we got to go UConn, right? Up here in the East.
Let's give UConn that one. Yep.
We're locking it in. We got the number one down. They go to the round of 32. We come over to FAU Northwestern. You called this out as kind of a fun one. What are you thinking?
This is a fun game. These are just two feisty teams. I think FAU probably wins just because I think they have the experience from last year, and I think they've just got a little bit more swag than Northwestern.
I like that pick, yeah.
And I know the
so when it came out, the boo booey conversation.
I know he's there, but I like FAU. What do you think?
I started out liking Northwestern, but after digging into their team, you know, they've had a fun season. It's a fun ride. You brought up Boo Booey. He's probably the best, if not one of the best guards in the Big Ten. I mean, right up there with Illinois' guards where it's kind of contentious. He's had a great season. The thing is, it's just him. There's been injuries to two of their guards, one in February. One just happened in March. And it just seems like too much of an uphill battle. So, yeah, I like FAU's experience coming in. They got a guy named Vlad Golden. Elijah Martin's still on the team. They're bringing experience back. They all came back. Yeah. They all came back to do this. So we'll give it to them.
What if we don't disagree on a single pick? What if every pick were on the same page? Would that be the craziest thing?
Oh, my God. I feel like that had to be amazing luck because what are the odds?
Let's try it. I'm not going to give it.
I wish I knew how many picks we were making right now, but statistically, that's blowing my mind thinking about if we made them all right, but I think we
did.
So we got Stony East. We're going with San Diego State, UAB. San Diego State, national runner-ups last year. They lost a few guys, but returned the big boy, Jaden Ledee. He's been balling out of the Mountain West. Spoiler, six bid conference this year. What are you thinking about this game?
I think San Diego State should be offended they're a five seed in this tournament. And I think on to the next round.
Oh, you think they got underseeded? Well, I have to agree, so I'll go right into it. I don't think we're in any worry, even upset there. Winners of the SEC tournament, Auburn, Yale.
Auburn. I'll tell you what, most of the teams in the East got hosed.
That's what I was, yeah, I was waiting for that conversation when we got to, I mean, San Diego State. Good ass team in the Mountain West. I was trying to think of what teams won their championship. Auburn did, Iowa State did, Drake did, UConn did, and Illinois did. Wow, five conference tournament champions right here in one. I don't know what they were thinking. Is this like? Are they? Is this a fuck you to somebody? Are they like? Is this a fuck you to Iowa State? Is this a fuck you to UConn? Like. Try to run it back, because I've seen it both ways where some people are saying, you know, UConn's got an easy path, and then others are saying this is just absolutely egregious. I mean, underseeded Auburn team, Iowa State's in there, Illinois, BYU could pop off.
This is – the East is a tough fucking region. A lot of teams –
we're going Auburn here. So you're not afraid of Yale. You're not afraid of this Yale team?
Yale, listen, when you get in on
Ivy League winners, Yale too.
Ivy League, when you get in the Ivy League on a last second floater from the baseline, no, sorry. And Auburn's good. We said it. Auburn's good.
Auburn's good. I think this game will be closer than some may think, but ultimately I got to have faith in Bruce Pearl. He gets it done in March for the most part. It's been a while since he's had a run. It feels due.
Yeah.
BYU and DeQuayne.
Okay,
DeQuayne won their conference. DeQuayne won the A-10 too.
For the life of
this me. This is the league of winners, or not the league. This is the east side of winners right here. Everybody here is a proven winner. I'm sure Morehead State had to win something to get in here.
100%. I just learned how to say that school's name like yesterday.
Dude, I had my moment at the beginning of the season. I couldn't stop calling him DeQuesne. Hey, why would you not pronounce it that way? Why would you spell it the way you do?
Loser school for that reason. But their head coach is Keith Dambrot, who coached LeBron James in high school at St. Vincent St. Mary's. LeBron's high school coach.
So does that mean, are they upset at BYU?
No, but he was also fired in the 90s from his job for asking his players if he could use the N-word in a pump-up speech. And they told him yes, and he used it. And school was like, you still can't do it, and fired him.
This was a high school when he was a high school coach?
No, this was at college. He did that in a college. And then he went down. Then he was coached at St. Vincent St. Mary's, then Akron. He's been around the block.
So LeBron kind of revived his career. LeBron got him over the N-word hump.
LeBron is the reason he's coaching the NCAA tournament right now. Fuck, yeah. But I do like BYU.
A lot of coaches get comfortable. We've seen it. You know, they just think they can say what they can say. Texas Tech, their head coach last year before Grant McCaslin, I'm forgetting his name now, but he had a similar kind of sentiment going on. You know, it could be, I don't know, some coaches' heads can get a little big. You can start thinking you can say whatever you want, even the N-word, even when your players give you the pass. Grown man should know that. But BYU it is.
Grown adult man should not ask for a pass. That should just be one that you take out of your vocab and don't ever think about saying. But I digress. All right.
So we move on to another coach, not with as much controversy, Brad Underwood, Illinois, Morehead State.
Well, he is playing a guy that has an active pending sexual assault case against him. He is trotting him out there every night, letting him score 25.
That's true. But in his defense... You know, it's all good right now. The public is behind him, and the court case is stalled. I'm pretty sure Terrence Shannon Jr. has a restraining order out against that girl. It got approved, and that's why he was able to play. not really sure how you get a restraining order against somebody you're kind of in a legal conflict with, but I don't know. Maybe that's why. So yeah, there's no resolution on that, but
okay. So let's take it as the team.
No thoughts on it. Yeah.
As the team, let's focus on them as a team. I like
as a team,
Illinois.
I love them.
I think
there's yeah.
I love them. Give them to me. I have concerns that this East is going to be chalk.
Because the top teams are so good. I mean, you could get a – yeah. Well, I mean, we'll get to it. But Illinois, they're just so senior leader. Their team is full of seniors and a few juniors starting. I just think Brad Underwood struggled in the past. I love to pinpoint guys that struggle and say, get them out of here. But he's got to win this first one. The team's too good. They've been good all year. Yeah. Next, we got a fun one. We're some Iowa boys here. We got a Drake with Tucker DeVries. And then we got Washington State. You know, they had a good season in the Pac-12, but, you know, what's the Pac-12? You know, people are going to be asking that after this year. What is the Pac-12? And we'll tell them it's not. It's nothing.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Where are you going on this?
I mean, I think most trendy pick of March right now is Drake. But I think Washington State is
– whoa.
I think they're the biggest lineup. I think they're over – like, Darnell Brody's huge. It's great for him. I think Washington State probably overwhelms them.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard Darnell Brody's story, it's a great one. Washington State this year, nobody expected them to do anything like this. So I think they're happy to be here, but I think they also feel super disrespected, especially because this line will probably close with Drake as a favorite.
Do you think
pretty much a pick 'em? I think so.
I think this is one of the
chalkiest picks.
But I think a lot of the money. Yeah, I think it's going to be weird how it closes. But I like Washington State. What do you like?
I like Drake. Drake was in it last year with Tucker DeVries. They lost to a good Indiana team. They just kind of crumbled in the last 3-5 minutes of that game. They had it, and so I think with more experience from Tucker DeVries. I think he carries them. He's a guy that March wants and needs. Washington State has it, but I think they're just maybe a little good story, not great team right now. I just believe in Drake more, but I'll go Washington State with you.
No,
I kind of like that. Let's keep the chalk going.
Okay.
All right, we'll go Drake.
You want to go Drake, you go Drake, but I want it on the record that I said, hey, I think Washington State might have a chance here.
That's what I'll – we'll concede it to me first. You know, next time we get a little contention, we'll concede it to you.
Yep.
I don't think we'll be in contention on this next pick. Iowa State versus South Dakota State. I mean, we're going Iowa State here. There's no question. We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, the alternative is I kill myself if they lose.
I mean, fun little tidbit here is that South Dakota State, T.J. Otzelberger's ex-school that he coached at, had some good seasons with them, was known more as a highly offensive team when he was there. They've kept that identity. T.J. Otzelberger's changed his identity a little. Obviously, Iowa State's a good defensive team. So I think a lot of people that are close to both these organizations and teams might like this as a trendy upset pick. It could happen. But, I mean, we're right in state. Yeah. State's done too much to prove that they're for real this year. So we'll keep it with them. And should we keep going and fill out the East, or do we move on to another region?
Let's slide down to another region.
Let's
keep it down.
We're showing Clark the West for the first time. All right, so you got North Carolina up there. They're number one.
Yeah, North Carolina was good this year, and I'm not mad because I thought Iowa State deserved that. I think they might have. It just feels like people are putting North Carolina in because they're North Carolina.
See, that's a good point to bring up. Iowa State definitely did get shafted. And obviously, the committee shows that they don't really put any value on the tournament games, especially that last day. Like Friday, Saturday, they have all the picks in. They're ready to switch it up if there's some bid stealers, which we had an unprecedented amount this year. But yeah, giving it to North Carolina just kind of seemed like a middle finger to ISU for their non-conference schedule. And just really trying to send a message to teams that you better schedule harder opponents or it's going to affect you, I guess, when it matters right here.
Which,
fuck it, I don't care.
It's silly. But also, I think Tennessee has a Tennessee could also be offended. I thought Tennessee had a better
I think so too. Carolina. I agree. And I think they, yeah, I completely agree with that. I think it's a little tick for tack when we're really identifying everything here. Both like all these teams we just mentioned are great. All of them can make a run, but North Carolina definitely stands out to me as the weakest number one seed.
Yeah.
Between Purdue, UConn, and Houston. But either way, I think we'll send them through.
Yep. I think we're going to send them.
It doesn't even matter who they play. They're going to win.
No.
We got Mississippi State, Michigan State. This is where we get a little, okay, Mississippi State just went on a little bit of a run in the SEC tourney. They beat Tennessee, but they're running into Mr. March.
It's Izzo.
It's Izzo all the way. I think this one's an interesting one. But yeah, these 8-9 ones are coin flips. I think you got to ride with Mr. March here. I think Mississippi State could give him a run, but
I think that if Tom Izzo isn't that coach, I think I'm taking Mississippi State.
100%. And I think it only really matters at the end of the day if you really see a Mississippi State or Michigan State making a run past North Carolina, which we'll get to, but
we'll
I
get
think
to
that's
that.
Got to influence your pick. Now we get to go to Clark's favorite team. Not favorite team, but Clark is the biggest supporter on this podcast of this team.
Yep.
St. Mary's and Grand Canyon. Listen, you know, I was on record saying they were out in like December. Hand up, they got a 5 seed.
Yeah. They, listen, a lot of people said they were dead in the water. Some people maybe even canceled their seasons. But you just have to stay the course with a team like that. You just have to stay the course. Keep your head down. Keep your feet moving. They'll figure it out. And they did. And here we are. And you know what? They're a second round team.
They over Grand Canyon. See, Grand Canyon's a popular, a trendy upset pick. I'll go with you. I agree with you. I think we ride St. Mary's. What scares me though is, you know, I just gotta put it all out there. I've heard some things about Grand Canyon. You know, I'm not gonna say I've watched them too much, but they definitely cruise their way to their tournament championship to get their auto bid. They're a top 60 team in KenPom. They look dangerous on paper, but I think this one's kind of a coin flip. Got to give the edge to St. Mary's, and we are.
Yeah.
You have any thoughts on Grand Canyon? You paid attention to any of them?
They're fun. They're fast. Their coach, Bryce Drew, Scott Drew's brother. They're fun. It would be fun if Grand Canyon was this year's Cinderella. I could maybe see it, but I just have such an allegiance to St. Mary's that I have to go with my heart on this one.
See, I've been toying around with these two all day. I think either one of these, St. Mary's or Grand Canyon, makes a run. Just with the way this bracket opens up, from what I'm seeing in the West, it seems a little weaker to me just with the teams in there. It's kind of, you know, we got Alabama coming up, Baylor coming up. These are teams with good offenses, but sketchier defenses. They could get exposed by a team like St. Mary's. They play slow. Slow it down, fewer possessions. The other teams don't score as much. So now we got, which brings us to Alabama and Charleston here. Two high flying offenses. This is the pick of the tournament to go over, I believe. Charleston's like a little mini Alabama here. That's what I'm hearing. I liked their team better last year.
Yeah.
And I don't like Alabama because of their defense, but I'm going to go Alabama here. I think they get it done round one.
I think we'll get to Alabama, but I definitely have them going into the next round here.
Okay. We'll chalk them in. Now we got a fun one. I'm a Mountain West guy. I've been all over New Mexico. They kind of were fumbling towards the end, confusing me a little, but the Mountain West started confusing me towards the end too. It used to be, it started the conference season. Whoever was at home was winning. It was like, that's awesome. That's really cool. Unless you were UNLV, you were just fucking shit up in the conference, making it completely... You never know what was happening with that team. They didn't make it. We got Clemson versus New Mexico. I got to go New Mexico, obviously. Yeah. I just think that Clemson's team's good. They got PJ Hall. That's a certified cold-ass white boy. But they seem to be losing steam here. Maybe they pick it up. But Jamal Washburn and Jalen House, or flip those two first names. I just think their backcourt duo is too elite. Yeah. I think they'll put up too many points. You got any disagreement on that?
No, I have New Mexico moving on there as well.
There we go. Now we got Baylor Colgate here. I'm not loving these 14 seats. What are your thoughts here?
Let's not spend a ton of time here. Baylor.
Baylor. Boom. We got a fun 7:10 in Dayton, Nevada. People love Dayton.
I like Dayton. I don't love them, but I like them. I take them out for ice cream.
I don't love them either. I think I lean Nevada, but this is, again, is such a coin flip first round one where we'll go Dayton on it.
Dayton's streaky. They're streaking at the right time. I like Dayton there. And then I see Arizona and Long Beach State. Shout out Long Beach State. Yeah.
We had an episode about them. You know, when they beat USC, we were all over, you know, what's going on here. So their head coach, actually, little tidbit of information, got fired. What'd they do? They told him, you know, when the season's done, we're going to let you go, sir. After 17 years with the team. What does his team do? They win the whole conference championship. They get the auto bid. Now there's just a little bit of an awkward scenario here. Yeah. They fired him, but like, do they want to bring him back now? I don't know.
I don't think you can. I think you have to stick to your guns.
You got to stick to your guns. There's also a little coaching tree, I guess, intercrossing here between Tommy Lloyd and the head coach of Long Beach State, which I got to get his name up here real quick. But Tommy Lloyd, Jesus Christ. When Tommy Lloyd was a player, he was contacted by Dan Munson, and that's the head coach of Long Beach State. And he was told basically, hey, you know, when you're done playing, we got a spot for you here. He ended up playing overseas for a year, came back. Mark Few was now the head coach at Gonzaga. That's where Dan Munson was before. And so Dan Munson put him in touch with Mark Few. Tommy Lloyd was in an interview earlier this week talking about just the interconnection of these two, how close they are. He kept repeating, our wives are friends, our children are more like cousins, we're family, man. And so this game kind of feels like it means a lot more to both these schools. There's just a lot of more interpersonal connections here.
Yep.
I like toying around with the idea of Long Beach State over Arizona, but yay, fool me once, shame on you.
I'll take Arizona fool me once, by 25. We ain't getting fooled again. I'll take Arizona by 25.
I agree. Arizona's not going to lose to a 15 seed 2 years in a row. So we move over. Let's go back to the top. Here we are. We got Houston. And we're gonna put them through.
Yeah, we are.
Nebraska, Texas A&M.
Now, this is interesting. Yeah. Did you know Nebraska, Texas A&M play each other in both the men's and the women's bracket? And A&M just stole Nebraska's athletic director?
I've been hearing about that controversy.
This is a big one. This is a big one. These two teams.
You think that's in the players' heads and they'll get a little – you think that'll affect this game? You know, back of the mind?
I don't think they give a shit.
Like, no.
Do you think the college kids care that their athletic director, who they probably never see, left? I doubt it.
So it was Texas A&M's athletic director went to Nebraska, vice versa?
Nebraska's went to A&M for a lot of money.
Damn, shout out –
Alberts.
That was just an interesting move. Not usual, I feel like, but fuck it. Good for you. I guess way to get your bag, man.
Get your bag.
What do you like here? This is a coin flip.
A&M is my gut. Nebraska would be more fun. Be fun to see Freddie do something. But I think A&M played better in a tougher conference all year. I think people will overthink this one because they see the 8-9, but I don't think these are really that comparable teams.
Fred Hoiberg, that's our old man. He led some good Iowa State teams to at least a win in an NCAA tournament. I'll be definitely zoning in on this one. This kind of has potential depending how if we have a Wade Taylor IV on Texas A&M versus Kasai Tominaga, the Japanese Steph Curry. He calls himself that.
As he should.
That would be amazing. So I hope this game is just guard play on guard play, which it could be. I like Texas A&M. Yeah, sure. Let's send them through. Okay. Another popular upset pick here. We got James Madison versus Wisconsin. Ooh. Exactly. This Wisconsin team, up and down all year, put together some really good runs. And then put together some terrible runs where you're like already putting it in. They're losing first round. Now, I don't know. This will probably be the most, like, if we were talking Drake over Washington State, this is probably the second or first most upset pick too. James Madison. When they zig, do we zag?
I think we zag. I like Wisconsin.
We'll take Wisconsin here. It's a tough one. You know, the Dukes put together a lot. They're obviously, the committee's trying to do something with, we got Duke, Vermont next. We'll probably take Duke, but they wanted the Dukes versus the Duke there. Could be fun. Yeah. Could happen. When they zig, we zag. Let's go Wisco. Duke, Vermont.
I don't know. I feel so fucking stupid saying I don't see if Duke loses because it's March and then they lose.
I don't see them losing first round. We got to send them through. Even without, I think they're missing Caleb Foster right now, but I think they just have enough guards. I think Kyle Filipowski is too much of a – he's got too much of that something in him to lose first round. Yeah. They're not losing the first game. Texas Tech versus NC State. Hot NC State. They just won 5 games to get here. They got DJ and Burns.
And Tech's been playing pretty bad lately. Tech has not had a good 2-week stretch.
They have not. No, I think what's important for Tech to watch out for and monitor when filling out your bracket, see if Washington's coming back from their 7-foot big man. He's been out the back end of February and then all of March except one game. But if that big man comes back, I like their chances. If not, their Tech's kind of dead in the water.
Can you imagine being 7 feet fucking tall? I feel like life would be so difficult. Don't you think?
I always think about doorways because most doorways, they only make them like 6'8". They're only like 6'8" tall.
What about finding pants that fit?
Oh, it's all got to be custom.
It does, doesn't it? Everything's
you
got
to have a guy. You got to have your tailor.
Although there's something to be said about getting everything tailored.
Rick Pitino should reach out to these people, should start a foundation of like 6'8" and up guys and just say, I got a guy, I got a tailor. You see me and what I wear, you know, I'm a little shorter. So he can, you know, he does me, he can go the other way too. He could do the tall guys too.
You just sped up the revitalization of St. John's by 5 years. Just with that. You know what? Pitino has a guy for that. Patino's got a fucking guy for everything.
He's connected. Oh. He's not going to say it, but we know. Patino. So we're going NC State. I like Texas Tech to get one win, but at the end of the day, I don't see NC State or Texas Tech advancing any farther, so I don't give a fuck. I got Kentucky going next against Oakland. I don't like any of the 14 seeds too much. No, none of them scare me.
Oakland made me a lot of money last week, and I just say that I just wanted to thank them first and foremost. I have a real respect for them, but this Kentucky team is so full of freakish athletes that, like, just they're freaks.
Yeah, and I mean, shout out Oakland. Looking at we got it pulled up right here. Looking at the people they played. Respect the hell out of you guys for scheduling. They scheduled Ohio State, Illinois, Drake, Michigan State, Dayton. They lost, but I mean, they kept some of them close when you're talking about a mid-major in Oakland going up against Drake. They lost by 8. Illinois, they lost by 9. Ohio State, they lost by 6. I'm impressed, but not impressed enough to take Kentucky over you or you over Kentucky.
I like Kentucky.
You brought up before we were talking, Colorado made it in. Now, they did make it in, but in a play-in in the first four against Boise.
What do you think of the first four?
I thought it was interesting. This is the first time we've got the first four on the 10 seed line. I don't fully understand how that happens. It obviously had something to do with the amount of bid steals. I think it's crazy that Colorado and Boise are playing a play-in game. Right now, I think there were other teams that could have done that or should have. But to me, it doesn't matter. I'm all in on Todd Golden's Florida team versus the winner of Boise, Colorado.
So you don't give a shit?
No, Colorado has a good story. They're a good team. They're too inconsistent for me. I don't know what version of them I'm going to get and what guys are going to ball out. I think this is a good cap to an already disappointing season by Colorado in their fans' eyes.
What do you think of that Florida guy snapping his leg?
Oh, that's a good point to call out. Yes. I didn't see the injury, but so people are high on Florida because one, they have good wins, but they're kind of pulling their defense together. And most notably, they're like the best offensive rebounding team in the country. I don't know how they just get boards. I'm not too concerned that it should affect anything going forward with the injury to their guy. I mean, he played, but he was kind of more of a in and out guy. You know, get some good minutes.
Definitely. He was a guy off the bench to give him energy, but still snapped his leg.
I didn't see it. Was it kind of like a Kevin Ware situation, or was it less
grotesque? It wasn't as obvious as the Kevin Ware one, but there was blood. You could see blood. The Kevin Ware one is – where does the Kevin Ware injury rank for you on all-time crazy injuries you've seen? Like, that made you kind of want to throw up. Is it number one?
It's number one. Yeah, even when I compare it to other NFL injuries, I know that's crazy. It's just in the NFL, like, it's one thing to see somebody go down and, you know, they're spazzing a little. That's scary. That's not fun to see. You can tell their arm's broken or something. But the national media, when Kevin Ware broke it, the amount of replay that got, especially at the beginning before people finally, like, smarted up and were like, hey, we shouldn't show this anymore. You could see the bone come out of his body. I can't remember another sporting event. I looked away.
What about Paul George? Paul George blew his shit the fuck out. DeMar Hamlin's wasn't grotesque, but he did die on the football field.
I think that's a good point because I think DeMar Hamlin and like Dale Kevin Earnhardt? Ware. Still, DeMar Hamlin and Kevin Ware are both up there in my head as like, where were you when this happened? Because the world kind of stopped. It was like, first, do we just have the first player in like however many years to die in the NFL?
I think a player does it. It's unfortunate, and I hate that I'm saying this out loud. I think somebody will eventually die in the NFL during their lifetime, right?
Maybe. Obviously, not that we're promoting it, but we promote some fun.
No, well,
and I could see it happening. Those are- I just think they're changing the rules too much to protect everybody, but it's bound to happen, right? You know, just some freak accident.
Like, it's got to. It's unfortunate. We don't promote it. We promote fun, as you said.
But, hey, even DeMar Hamlin almost, that was a freak accident. Like, when you start talking to doctors, seeing the reports, they're like, yeah, it just happened at the exact perfect timing. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But moving on, finishing the South region out. We got Marquette, Western Kentucky. We got to take Marquette.
Yep.
To me, they're the weakest number one seed. I think we got to touch
seed.
On
weakest
Tyler.
Two seed.
Oh yeah, two seed. We got to touch on Tyler Kolek. He didn't play the. I think he's gonna play.
Still wasn't
it sounded quick. Like he's probably going to, but he's been out with that pectoral issue for like the last 3 weeks of the season, and then missed the whole Big East tournament. Yeah, without him or him coming back this first game, where are you standing on him? Are you a little concerned at all? Because I know I am. Why aren't you?
No, I'm not worried about him in this first game. I think they're fine. They're still – the thing about that this is between – the talent level between Western Kentucky and Marquette is that Marquette's got guys that don't get minutes that would start at Western Kentucky. That would be honorable mention, all conference guys. It's just there's such a talent gap. It's obviously March is March and sometimes things happen, but like, I love Marquette.
You're right. Exactly. I mean, I agree 9 times out of 10, Marquette wins that game. Maybe 99 out of 100
they're
times.
Physical. Marquette wins I like that game. So I'm taking the
Marquette's answer. Just screaming weak to me without this Kolek thing's throwing me for a loop, but we'll get back to him. We got Purdue. We're going to put him through. And then we got another coin flip, Utah State. Oh, I guess it is Purdue. Do you think they lose to a Montana State or Grambling State?
No, I don't think they can. I think they're fine for like the next 50 years in these games. That's such a freak incident that happens, that one seed losing. No, I think they're good.
Matt Painter knows he's got to get his shit done. If anybody's paid their dues, the past 3 years, Purdue's lost to double-digit seeds in just crazy fashion. Can it keep happening? I don't know. I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Yeah.
Utah State, TCU.
Damn. I want to say Utah State's been better all year. And I don't feel like TCU's playing their best ball lately.
Is there a but?
No, I think I like Utah State. Call me a sicko for it. I think I like them.
Send them through. I like TCU, I'm not going to lie, but
what do you like
8-9 game. Such a flip. So for the same reason, I like TCU because they're an older, experienced team. I think they're one of the oldest teams in college basketball. Definitely like top 10, if not top 5, if not top 3 on KenPom's most experienced. And I think that means something, especially here.
Oh.
But I thought it meant something in the Big 12 too, and they completely underwhelmed. I thought last year's TCU team was better than this one. But I mean, here we are. They're a 9 seed. I think they get it done.
You think? Okay. Hey, I'm not opposed to going TCU. Listen, there's a human aspect in brackets where there's teams you want to root for. And I'd rather root for TCU because they're a Big 12 team. Is that crazy? Do you feel
that way sometimes? I feel that way. I feel that way, but I'll make a hard stance. We already locked it in. We'll keep it there. We'll keep it there.
Okay. We'll keep it there. We won't touch it.
Now we got Gonzaga versus McNeese. Another popular one. McNeese, Will Wade. I think they've won like 30-something fucking games after just not doing well at all last year. McNeese who? That's what people were saying. Now people are saying, yes, yes, please, McNeese. But just like St. Mary's, Gonzaga's a 5 seed. It feels a little high for both those teams. I'm not going to lie. But for Gonzaga, this is kind of a humble moment. They got an 11 seed last year, and they're used to those more high seeds. This kind of seems like one of the weaker Zaga teams we've seen in a while. But they're playing good ball now. They're playing good ball. Their big man, EK, is doing well. I like him to advance. I like McNeese to advance. This is one where it's kind of like, what the fuck's going to happen? This is where I need your spiritual guidance.
I like McNeese. A, you don't win 30 games by accident. And B, Will Wade is such a sicko that I know he's doing illegal ass shit to get guys to come play there. So they got legit dudes, because that's the kind of guy Will Wade is, a winner.
Well, Will Wade got in trouble for doing that shit. Was it at LSU. BCU? LSU.
Oh, yeah. So he gets it done. So in this day and age, when you can pay players, he's a big name. I like him.
All right, we're taking Will Wade. You know, he's got some tourney experience. Obviously, Mark Few does too. Everybody knows that. Gonzaga's made 8 Sweet 16s in a row since they've been every tournament they've made. Not too many, but more than most teams have.
Yeah, okay. That's fair when you say it like that.
Next, we got an interesting one in Kansas-Samford. A lot of people love the Samford pick. They make a lot of threes, but Kansas. My question here, who plays? Does Hunter Dickinson play? Does Kevin McCullough play? That affects my pick.
I know. This feels like a March where Johnny Furphy can play himself into a top 12 pick in the draft.
Oh, a lot. NBA pick?
NBA pick.
I like it.
I like him. So I like him to be a little bit of a March hero, especially if those guys aren't playing. But I think of like a Grayson Allen role, where he just won.
Oh, so you're either way, whether Kevin McCullough and Hunter Dickinson play or not, you're riding Kansas. You think they get it done?
I think they get it done. And I think they get it done on his back if they don't play.
Fuck it. Let's ride. You know, Bill Self, early round exit last year. You know, there's still some time to turn this season around in some Kansas fans' hearts. So we'll give him a first round win. And we got Oregon, the winner of the Pac-12 versus a South Carolina team that's got some ballers, definitely having a way better season than anybody thought they would. They're probably upset about their 6th seed, but I think they goddamn earned it. SEC team, I like Oregon.
You like Oregon?
I think they're rolling, man. I don't think you bet against Dana Altman when he's rolling.
Dude. Oregon this year, nobody talks about. Not saying that doesn't mean they're good, but I'm saying all teams that are good get talked about a little bit. They're coming on. But South Carolina's legit. We're afraid to give South Carolina their flowers because it's South Carolina, and we're not used to them being good at anything since they had, like, Marshawn Lattimore playing football for them.
Not since Sindarius Thornwell have I believed in South Carolina.
And I think it's time.
It's time.
Go Cox. All right,
we'll take the Cox. We're putting Cox the Cox Nation. Through. The Cox laid on the Ducks. And then they take the winner of Creighton Akron.
And I think we know where I'm going here.
We know where we're going here. We don't like the 14 seeds. We love Creighton. Great team.
Yep.
Great trio in Baylor Shireman, Trey Alexander. Who am I missing? Ryan Kalkbrenner. Those are the boys.
Yep.
And Steven Ashworth. They got a good team. And then we move on to 7-10 game. Texas versus the winner of Virginia, Colorado State.
Give me Colorado State in the play-in game and against Texas.
I like it. I like Texas. We're taking the winner. Yeah, Texas is going down. Yep. I think that's fair. I like their team. I like their roster. They're not passing my eye test this year, you know? I don't believe in them. Rodney Terry had a great season last year. It's time for somebody else to have a great season, and that's Colorado State, who will play the winner of Tennessee, St. Peter's.
They'll play Tennessee.
And they'll play Tennessee, of course. So that's us going through everything. Clark, as your first kind of go through, we just kind of got introduced to the 64 teams. Did it stand out to anybody? I mean, not that we really have to get in and digest what teams didn't make it, but just you personally, a team that didn't make it that you were looking for.
To make the tournament?
Yeah. To make the tournament.
I mean, probably St. John's, just for the Patino aspect. I think that's a big one.
I think that's a great one. The Big East got left out. The committee obviously really just liked creating their top three, Creighton, Marquette, and UConn for good reason. I understand where they're coming from. I think these Big East teams would have got in if there weren't as many bid thieves. Who knows? I think it's wild that some of these teams are in here, like of Virginia. But, you know, the committee always makes a fun bracket, so I'm not going to come at them. But I think St. John's was playing some good-ass basketball at the end of the season. And they were going toe-to-toe with UConn for a little bit in that tournament.
Yep.
Playing them as well as I'd seen anybody play them. So it's a shame they're not in here. It's a shame we don't get white suit Rick Pitino and we don't get a little Pitino talk more. Who knows? We could have gotten a New Mexico versus St. John's brother on son or father on son matchup. That would have been fun.
That would have been fun. All right, let's dive into it here. Let's just get these. Let's get these picks out. UConn, Florida Atlantic.
We gotta go. UConn, right?
UConn.
I mean, yes. They're defending champs. They're good as fuck.
Yeah.
We're going to take UConn to the Sweet 16. They'll play the winner of San Diego State, Auburn.
Auburn.
5-4 game. Kind of fun. Auburn. I like it too. San Diego State usually does good, but we got to ride Jani Broome for Auburn is just too much of a force. I think if anyone could take on Jaden Ledee, it's him. Auburn. And we got BYU, Illinois here.
I think this will be the highest scoring game in the tournament.
Yeah. Especially, that's the thing, dude. If BYU is hot, their floor never ends.
Yeah.
So but you live by the three, you die by the three.
But the thing I like about BYU is they can play a slower pace, whereas Illinois plays a fast pace. So I think that if BYU and Illinois play each other, my betting money would be on BYU.
Okay. So down goes Terrence Shannon Jr.
Yep.
Brad Underwood doesn't make it out of the round of 32 again. And BYU plays Drake or Iowa State. Now, this game's in Omaha. This is an interesting one, close to home. I've been hearing a lot of people bring up Omaha being home court for Drake, but Iowa State they're in the same fucking place. So I don't really understand that. Drake or Iowa State here? Tucker DeVries versus Iowa State. That's really what this is.
I got to go Iowa State.
Yeah, we got to roll clones, you know, man. Come on. They're going to the Sweet 16 at least. BYU's not a good matchup for them, but fuck it. Let's finish our West region out to the Elite Eight here. So UConn versus Auburn. What are you thinking?
It's trendy, but I like UConn. I think they're that good, right? Mm. They're that good.
What's trendy? The Auburn upset?
I think everyone thinks Auburn's their secret sleeper. I think it's everyone's sleeper.
They're a good team. I like Auburn. I agree they'll be a popular trendy upset pick, but I gotta be honest. It hasn't happened in 20 years for a reason. A back to back championship. I don't see it happening. We're taking UConn, but just to the Elite Eight. And do they play BYU or Iowa State? BYU's Iowa State's toughest matchup in the Big 12 we've seen.
Yeah, for sure. I like the clones.
For sure. I'm trying to see if we could get any. Now, do you know if the Sweet 16, this will change locations, right? So it won't be in Omaha anymore?
Yeah, they'll change locations.
Okay. We'll say, oh, you like Iowa State, though. So we got chalk here. We'll go 1-2, Iowa State, UConn. It is what it is.
Hey, it happens a lot still.
And then we'll move over to the – well, we'll keep going in the order we did. We'll move back to the West region where we got North Carolina versus Michigan State. People are going to love Izzo over North Carolina. Right. They took out the Giant last year.
They're going to love
it. North Carolina is the weakest seed, but do they lose here?
I don't think Michigan State is legitimately a good program right now. I don't think their season was that great. I feel like every time I checked in on Michigan State, they were either winning a tight one or down 25.
So they like lost Carolina. A lot of close games, and I like Carolina too. I like their guard play, what they can do against Michigan State.
Yep.
I think if anybody can go head-to-head with Izzo, it's got to be Hubert. He knows his shit. So we'll give it to North Carolina, and they'll play the winner of St. Mary's, Alabama.
And were you thinking Alabama on this one too? Because I was.
I like St. Mary's to slow it down. I think you get any team that can play defense, any resemblance of defense, and still has a good offense. St. Mary's got Ada Mahaney. I think you slow the game down. Alabama doesn't know what to do. I think they're good. They had a great season. They're just all offense, and they're like 97-110 or something in KenPom. That's atrocious. That screams I'm going to lose early in the tournament. It's the same. If the same reason, if we take out Illinois, we got to take out Alabama, I think. I just don't see him going to the Sweet 16 with his team.
Really?
They need their defense.
See, they were a trendy Elite Eight pick for me.
Okay.
That I liked, just because I think they have the offense to beat Carolina. But I understand what you're saying about St. Mary's, and Alabama definitely.
Well, now we got like it out there. Let's. I plugged my knowledge in there, or not my knowledge, my input. Let's go with Bama though. Let's have some fun with it. I'm gonna make a little fun bracket. I do see a problem going up against St. Mary's or Grand Canyon for Bama, to be that honest, to get past them.
Oh, Bama's for sure gonna lose first round now that we have them going to the Elite Eight.
Well, they're beating North Carolina. So yeah, they might, but hey, stranger things have happened. You know, maybe they ride the hell out of that offense. It's good. It's good enough to do it. But then we got New Mexico versus Baylor.
Yeah. Ugh. This one to me feels like a just a classic Baylor loss in the tournament. Yeah. Or B, it feels like maybe this Baylor team comes alive and is good enough if this is how it plays out. And they're in a very weak region, I think.
I agree. I think the West is the weakest region. I think that's where we could get our craziest seed to come out of, most unexpected, especially with the one seed going down now, opens it up for Alabama to come to the Elite Eight. And then we got Arizona, Dayton, Baylor, New Mexico left. I like Baylor here. Their offense is right up there with Alabama. I think their players can step up too. They've got that veteran presence with them. Also mixed in with a little young blood, you know, Jacoby's playing for a lottery pick still. He's good. He's good. He knows.
He's great.
He wants to ball out. He wants to ball out. And I think they could get past New Mexico. I think that game will be close though.
I like it. Give me Baylor.
It's tough to take New Mexico down, but sorry, Patino. Dayton, Arizona here.
I think Arizona. Arizona on the hill.
I think they make it to the Sweet 16 too. Caleb Love changes their team.
They have the best player in the region. Yeah.
Who wins? Baylor, Arizona.
I think Baylor does. I think that if Baylor makes it that far, they lock in and win it. Better coach team. And that matters a lot in March.
Scott Drew or Tommy Lloyd?
Fuck yes. One of them has a natty.
I feel like Scott Drew is so bad. Does Tommy Lloyd not have a national championship?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But why is he so renowned? Everybody loves Tommy Lloyd.
I don't know that.
He just made a Final Four run.
I have never heard someone speak as highly of him as you have tonight. I think you might just be a Tommy Lloyd guy. You might just be a Tommy Lloyd guy.
He's a good guy. Tommy Lloyd, you're a good guy. When I was reading that interview and he was talking about the wife and kids and the kids and wives and
yeah,
so it's being like cousins. I loved it.
I think you're just a Tommy Lloyd guy.
Group. It might be, but I haven't loved his Arizona teams. I haven't seen too much going on there, but we'll take Baylor over at Arizona. Arizona loses Sweet 16. We move up to the South where we get a little in-state rivalry game here. The committee wants this. We get Wade Taylor the fourth versus Jamal Shedd, LJ Cryer in the Houston backcourt. Emmanuel Sharp.
Court.
This is
Houston.
This is aggressive. You gotta go Houston, but this matchup, just looking at it, looks like a bloodbath. You know Texas A&M's getting up for that game. Especially if they win one. They're not gonna win one and get the shit beat out of them. They're such a volatile team, though. You can't pick Texas A&M to do shit. They're losing to Houston, and we got Wisconsin versus Duke. And this one feels right. This is going to happen. It's going to be Wisco versus Duke.
Is this a 2016 National Championship rematch? Shout out Jahlil Okafor and Sam Decker.
It's so sad, though, when you say that, to think back to their programs in 2016 and then just like look at the two teams we're talking about now.
Yeah. Super unfortunate.
I don't love either of them, but I gotta edge Duke to get this dub.
I don't think Wesco is as great as their seed says.
Yeah, I mean, congrats for your run in the Big Ten that really got you in there, but or really solidified you in your five seed. But Duke's gonna beat you, and we're gonna move on to. We still got the wild story of NC State versus Kentucky here. Yeah, a little DJ Burns action. Hey, some people in our circle are taking NC State to the Final Four. I hate that. We like Kentucky, I think. I think they got it going.
We like – So I kind of like NC State here.
Oh, you do?
I Kentucky, I feel like, is just going to come out and look like shit one night. But
let's do the madness.
But if you – well, listen. Do you want to do Kentucky? Do you feel good about Kentucky? Do you feel good about the freshmen?
I feel good about this Kentucky team and Antonia Reeves being a senior on that team to just kind of get everybody to where they need to be. Yeah, they've shown bad moments, but we've seen them put together their runs. But, I mean, yeah, like we've said all year, if there's a team that's going to go down.
Do you believe in it?
Win it all, it's going to be Kentucky.
Do you believe in this NC State run?
No, I think NC State used up all their magic to get here, and now I think they're happy.
That's such a negative outlook that they used all their magic up.
I know, but they did it in our bracket because we're taking NC State to the Sweet 16. And who are they playing? You took NC State. We got to take Florida. I think Florida beats Marquette. I don't like this Marquette team right now, man. I can't talk about it enough. There's a two seed that's got to go down here. And Marquette, Shaka Smart's record in the tournament since his time with VCU is not good. He's like 1-7 something. I might have been looking at spread numbers, but spreads kind of correlate to wins to a certain degree, depending how you're looking at it. I like Todd Golden's team. I like Todd Golden as a person. And I think the world needs to be introduced to Walter Clayton Jr., who will be their man.
All right, Florida.
Star point guard, big name. He gets him over. That's
fun. I can already tell you I want Florida to the Elite Eight.
I love it.
Yeah.
We got Florida balling, and then they're going to run into Houston, right?
They're going to run into Houston over Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll get there. We got one more region, Midwest. We're locking up the Sweet 16 to Elite Eight here.
Purdue over Utah State.
Yeah, all day. Utah State, sorry. Kansas McNeese. I mean, we're rolling the dice here on Kansas. Like, who the hell's playing?
I like Kansas because Kansas almost feels like the trendy upset right now because we really don't know who they're going to have. I realize they're a 4 seed and calling them an upset's crazy, but like, there's a lot of people that are not believing in Kansas right now.
Everybody's out on Kansas right now. And they like it.
I mean, they have just 5-star. They got studs across that roster. They need to. I like Kansas there.
You're right. I think obviously depth's been an issue for them, but hey, stranger things have happened in the tournament. They figured it out. Maybe they get their two guys back 100% and Johnny Furphy to go AWOL, Haywire, Caleb Love, RJ Davis style, 27 points a game.
My
That's
Mark Starling.
The Kansas we're talking about right now.
Yep.
Couldn't and agree then more. They'll play South. Okay, no, we got South Carolina Creighton here. Still the like Sweet Creighton. 16. We like Creighton. And they'll play. Okay, it was Colorado State and Tennessee.
I think we go Tennessee.
Yeah, we got to ride for Dalton Connect here.
Yeah.
They're just going to get it done. That man, especially after losing, I think they'll go for a little run. I don't think they'll win it all, but I think Dalton will put them on their back. The world has to know who Dalton Connect is, and they need two weekends with him, not just the one. So we got Tennessee versus Creighton. This is a crazy matchup. This is white boy on white boy crime. Baylor Shireman, Dalton Connect. I pray we get this matchup.
This would be a fun one. This would be a fun one for us, too, personally.
This, yes, brand. This would be a fun one for the nation, for our program, for the Box Out Boys, for the world. This White is men. Like this is the handshake emoji. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Who's winning?
Sheesh.
This is actually Tennessee. A tough one.
I like Tennessee.
You like Tennessee getting over him? Yeah. Tennessee locks the defense down. Nobody turns it over.
Yep.
It's all good. We got Tennessee, and then they got to be playing. Do you think Purdue's luck runs out?
Yeah, I think Kansas, because I think by then people are healthy, and even if they're not, they're giving it a go. So I like Kansas over Purdue to the Elite Eight.
I like this Purdue team this year. I think there's something I've been talking about. I think there's that eternal fire burning in them right now. They haven't stopped thinking about last year, and then just that stacking on the fact that they've lost three times in a row to a double-digit seed. I think they're out for blood, vengeance, but fuck it. Kansas is in there playing them. And that's our Elite Eight here. Look at this. We got UConn, Auburn, BYU, Iowa State, Houston, Duke, NC State, Florida. Oh, shit.
That's our
I was reading the Sweet 16. My bad.
Sweet 16.
Let Elite me try eight. That one more time.
Run it back.
UConn, Iowa State, Houston, Florida, Kansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Baylor.
I mean, let's get right into it. Iowa State, UConn.
Let's get to our Final Four. Iowa State, UConn. I mean, shit, if Iowa State is making it this far, they're fucking balling, playing with house money. Everybody's in. Are you going to go Iowa State?
Can they slow Klingon down?
I'd be more worried about their guards. Yeah, because I think they could slow. I think you throw Trey King. You rotate Trey King, Hassan Ward, and Big Rob Energy on them. I think that could do some damage, yeah.
Dude, the amount of testosterone between Dan Hurley and TJ Altsenberger that game. Whew.
I would love to see that.
Those two dudes
I don't think we get it, but oh my God. I think one of them lose before we get to this, but I would absolutely. You're right. Like, those are two that we want to see fighting. That would be a good matchup.
Those are two.
Dan Hurley in a game, he's different.
Two alpha males.
An alpha male.
All right, UConn, Iowa State. Hot.
I think if I see this, it's crazy to say that, but that's what we're doing. It's crazy to say.
It's bonkers. So we took Iowa State. Yeah.
But I think UConn loses for sure. I'm in on that. I'm in on them not making the Final Four, or if they make the Final Four, losing that. I'm in on UConn not repeating. Let's go.
So hard
to staying repeat. In order. We got Alabama, Baylor. That game, holy shit. If it gets to this Baylor all day, yeah.
They're just
Alabama doesn't know.
More disciplined. And then our last one, Kansas, Tennessee.
We got Kansas, Tennessee, and then in our Midwest, and then one more in the South. Yes, in the South. So Kansas, Tennessee, we got to go cold white boy, Dalton Connect.
Yeah. I like Tennessee
over Kansas. He'll take them there. And then in Houston, Florida. So we got a little 7-seed Florida making a big dance. Everybody knows Walter Clayton Jr. now. But does Houston get it done?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Legit squad. That was the Junkyard matchup. Dogs.
So I absolutely hate our Final Four, But God,
we have three Big 12 teams in our Final Four.
Yeah, no shit.
I kind of fucking hate our Final Four too, though. But we have to run with it.
We're riding with it.
Holy shit, we're gonna put Iowa State.
We didn't lay the blueprint down, but we showed some paths. We showed some paths, and I think that's what's important here.
We're gonna put Iowa State. Are we gonna put Iowa State Houston in the national championship? That would be insane.
Is that what we're doing?
I don't know. Are we?
I think if we get to this, I would fade Iowa State because there's no way in hell that Iowa State's going to a national championship game.
You're right. They'd break our heart. Baylor.
And then there's no way in hell we're getting a Big 12 on Big 12 game here. When is that ever? When has that ever happened? When have we gotten a Big 12 game in the national championship?
Dude, give us Baylor, Houston, and God damn it, we take Houston.
We're going Baylor, Houston.
Do you hate this? We have just been working so hard on this bracket for the last hour, and we just got to the end of it and both went, this looks like dog shit.
Yeah, you know what? I would have made some different choices along the road, but I don't mind our bracket too much. You know, we ended with chalk, but there were a few upsets here and there. I don't think our upsets went as far as they probably will. We'll definitely see some higher seeds fuck up some stuff here, but we got Baylor Houston. Now, you know what I don't mind is Houston being in the national championship game. I actually don't mind that.
And I don't mind Baylor.
That'd be a godsend. I don't mind Houston winning either. I think they have a good chance. They meet all the requirements. You know, when you're looking at the metrics of what were the last 10-year champions, they were all under this. Houston meets it all. So I think they're as good a team as any to win. If they play Baylor, we got to be a lower scoring game. The total's got to be like 134.
Putting a total down? I love that. Let's go 136. Can we do halves, or is that a degenerate?
I tried. No halves. It's not letting me. Rolling a set of line.
We're trying to fucking set a line on just a innocent bracket.
All right, so I will say, you know, full disclosure, this bracket's going to rule. But if you guys have, you know, if you're out there making your bracket, following along, you got some varying picks, I'd say go crazy in the West. Some crazy shit could go down there. I like what we got. Kind of going on in the West, just the Final Four don't love, but it could go that way. I like Houston and Tennessee there because that could happen.
Yeah, if this goes well, forget the last 5 minutes of us doubting ourselves because we will pop up at the end and say, do you guys remember our bracket and how fucking good that was?
Hey, every great man has doubted themselves. And that's when you have a moment where you decide, am I going to be this great man or am I going to crumble in doubt and fear? And we're deciding to take the cold-ass white boy Dalton Connect approach and just elevate our game by putting in the work. So that's it. We got Houston winning. I'm sure. And this was Clark's first time running through the bracket. I absolutely love that, as it should be most of ours. So everybody get your bracket in. Follow our picks. I'd love to hear what people actually think about this. I'm sure there'll be more negative reaction positive reaction. But send it our way, and we'll let you know, okay? Let you know. Yeah, I guess with that, let's close it out here. We'll be coming back throughout the tournament here. I'm sure during the Sweet 16, we should pop up. Elite Eight, Final Four, you know, around those times, and obviously before the national championship. But everybody buckle in, gear up for March. It's fucking here, and we are so excited. I'm so excited to go. I'm going to be tuning into all these games, have them up during work, and, you know, just have fun. That's what March is about, March Madness. Have fun. Enjoy the madness and chaos.
That's really – it's all about just having fun. There's a saying that goes, we can sleep in May. Because April, we're still playing basketball. So we can sleep in May. Everyone sit down. Buckle in. The best time of the year is here again. So just enjoy it. That's all I have to say about it, Skylar. Just enjoy it. Just as you did.
Thank God. I love that message. Love the fans. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Let's go, Iowa State.
Let's go, State. Peace.